You're listening to local sports coverage on KVON Napa.
Here's Ira C. Smith.
The following is a KVON Sports presentation.
It's high school football coming to you from Napa, California. This afternoon, we're at Napa High School at the girls' softball diamond with the action against the hometown rival and the big game rival, the Vintage Crushers and Napa High. It's for first place in the new Vine Valley Athletic League. I'm Ira C. Smith, and we have Rick Vasquez with us today, and our engineer back at the studio, Angelo Lyons, and just a nice day to be outside, a nice field here at Napa High, and so we can maybe explain a little bit about why it's being played here instead of over at the Kiwanis Park tonight, as this is the big game originally scheduled for 7 o'clock at night over there.
Yeah, Ira, according to the city of Napa, the field just was not playable. We don't know if it was still wet. I know that driving up Solano Avenue yesterday, I saw some of the vineyards. They still have 4 inches of water. So there's the groundwater is still pretty high.
Well, anyway, welcome in, because this battle for first place should be a dandy. The Vintage Crushers come in with an 11-2 record, but in the league they are 6-2, while Napa High is 11-7 overall. They are 6-3 in the league, just a half a game behind Vintage. So the winner of this game will have a little step up from the other.
This game is very important, and I think a little bit more important for Napa to get back into that at least tie for first place, because American Canyon is looming also. And if I'm not mistaken, I think only two teams get to go to the playoffs, so under some of the new playoff rules. But we're happy to be here, and it's a gorgeous day. It's not up in the 90s or, you know, even the 80s like it was yesterday. And a nice breeze that's blowing out, so we'll have to see what happens.
Home run.
And it can happen. Both teams have some powerful players, so I'm very, very intrigued about these young pitchers for Vintage High School. You know, they're freshmen. They both throw the ball very, very well. I was talking to Coach Robert Poppy, and they each have their own pitching coach that they go to, but they have all the pitches, the rise, the drop, the curve, whatever, the changeup. So they got all the pitches.
Coming into today, the Vintage Crushers, 6-2, alone in first place in the league. Napa, at 6-3, is tied with American Canyon there for second place. And then in fourth place is Petaluma at 4-3. Sonoma Valley is 5-4. Casa Grande of Petaluma is 2-6. And Justin Sienna of Napa, while they are 9-9 overall, they are only 0-8 in league play.
You know, and again, with this being the first year of the Vine Valley, we don't know just how strong the league is in comparison to the other leagues there in the section. So, again, we'll have to see what happens when the playoffs start. But I think Napa and Vintage will both do very well. Napa, you know, won the section title year before last. They went deep into the playoffs last year. I think they lost in the quarterfinals, maybe, I guess semifinals. And Vintage has been out of the playoff picture for quite a while, but with new coach Robert Poppy here, he's doing a great job. He's got Kerry Sedgley helping him, and he's got a pretty small roster. He's only carrying 12 players, a lot of youngsters. So, you know, my hat's off to them.
He has three freshmen in the starting lineup, so it's a young team as well. Other games today in the Vine Valley Athletic League include Petaluma at American Canyon today, so that's a very important contest as well. Justin Sienna is playing at Casa Grande, a chance for the Braves to get their first conference win of the season, and of course the big game here.
Of course, and again, you know, the American Canyon has had a great team for several years, and I wish I could remember her name. He's got a great pitcher down there. She's a senior this year, and from what I understand, he doesn't have a lot behind her, so this is going to be their year.
Okay, well, we'll be back in a moment and hear from the coaches. As Rick mentioned, Rob Poppy is in his first year at Vintage, and Ron Walston for Napa High is in his third year at Napa High. So we will be back and hear from the coaches here as we get ready for that first pitch and get this Vine Valley Athletic League contest underway after this timeout.
Now back to Ira C. Smith and local sports coverage on KVON.
Well, let's find out what the coaches have to say. We've heard what Rick Vasquez had to say about the vintage team. Here now, the coach of the Crushers in his first year, Rob Poppy.
Yes, it's been very exciting. I'm very happy with the outcome where we're at right now. Like I said, being a first-year coach, I didn't know what to expect with this group of girls.
But you've been around sports though for some time.
Yeah, I've always coached rec ball. I have three kids that grew up in Napa, so I've coached through their sports, and I did a little bit of JV actually here at Napa, I think 6-7 years ago with Fran, and like I said before, I just like the sport of softball, so I stick around.
Hey, you got some good assistants there too. Your assistant coach was quite a star when she played.
No, she's awesome. She's great to have around. I actually know what I would do if she wasn't here. She's a huge help, and like I said, she knows the sport through and through. So it's fun when you can send an adult out there and show them what you want the kids to do, and she's doing it.
What's been the strong suit for your team thus far this season?
Pitching. I think our strongest asset right now is pitching. We got a lot of young kids. Offensively, when they're awake, we really have to do some good bats. But honestly, I think we're built on pitching this year.
And those are the comments from the coach for the Vintage Crushers, Rob Poppy.
Thanks, Ira. Yes, and I had a nice conversation with Coach Poppy here when he brought the lineups over, and I was talking about his pitchers, and again, they each have their own pitching coach, and he said that, and I, you know, kind of brought it up, and he agreed with me that the early part of the year, they were having a problem. You know, their pitching is what kept them in their games. They were having trouble hitting the ball, and the biggest thing is hitting, you know, and situational stuff, moving the runner along, you know, hitting behind the runner, you know, taking off at the right time. So, and I know they play pretty decent defense. So with a young ball club, I think they're doing very well.
Well, let's find out how well Coach Ron Walston has his thoughts on Napa High's game, as we had his comments leading into big game today against Vintage Crushers.
Well, Ron, tell us about this.
Well, apparently we had a little technical glitch there.
Ira, I have a question for you. How old is that recording device?
Yeah, it is too old. That is for sure. And it is showing its age now, and its wear and tear over the years in the recording. But we can find out from Ron a little bit about his starting pitcher in today's game.
Yeah, Kimmy's, she's not, she doesn't have, you know, the great speed, but she keeps the ball down, locates it really well. She has a fastball, a drop, a rise, curveball.
And Ron Walston talking about Kimmy Walston, the starting pitcher.
Right, and of course, you know, Kimmy's his daughter. Jenna Baker, I see, is still in the lineup, though. She's going to be the designated player today, and she's got a great bat. So it's going to be come down to Napa's hitting versus Vintage's pitching, and we'll see how that goes.
Okay, well, we'll see how the lineup goes here as we take a look at the umpires coming out to home plate area. The visitors coming in from Napa here in Napa. We'll have Jordan Allen leading off and playing center field, followed by Shelby Morris, who will be on the mound for the Crushers today. Taylor Brandt will be playing left field, hitting third. The cleanup batter is Sierra Crocker, the catcher. Batting fifth is Morgan Groves. She'll be out in right field. Allie Warren bats next. She is the second baseman. At third base and hitting in the seventh slot is Camelia Barboza. Out in or over at first base is one of the three freshmen, Ramey Gamsby, excellent pitcher as well. And shortstop is Sarah Houston. So that's the lineup for the Vintage Crushers. And we're getting set now for the umpires to talk to the captains for today's game so we can give you the defensive alignment for the Napa High team. Pitching, as we mentioned, is Kimmy Walston. She's a senior. And her battery mate is Katie Newbern, the catcher. Abby Arata is over at first base. Lindsay Lehman is at second base. Haley Jarita is the shortstop. And McKenna Walls is at third base. And Jordan Blackman is going to be over in left field, and Grace Guzman is in center field. And just getting their lineup, there was a change. We have to pick up the name of that player that is in there at the right field.
Correct. And so I do have her on here, and the right fielder is... Oh, it's for Napa. So the Napa fielder is Haley Garrieta, is what they show here.
It's, she's shortstop. Haley Garrieta is shortstop.
I have a number. Oh, she's number. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, you're right. I was looking at the wrong number. So I don't see a 9 on here.
Okay. Well, it would probably be the flex player.
Right. Okay. Yeah. It probably is Alana Valentine. So, yeah, we have a. And you know, it's a good thing that both rosters are pretty small because we don't have to really deal with that many players. Napa's only carrying 11 and Vintage 12. So we'll be having the national anthem here fairly quickly. And so I'll be turning this back over to Ira.
Okay, we'll be back here at Napa's softball field in a moment after we take this timeout. So get ready for softball, big game-wise here from Napa's Napa High Field. Back after this timeout.
More local sports coverage with Ira C. Smith on the way on KVON Napa.
Now back to Ira C. Smith and local sports coverage on KVON.
Well, with the rendition of the national anthem as sung by Lindsay Lehman, she will be, of course, in today's game playing at second base, and she kind of led it off, Rick, with the playing of the national anthem, or singing of it.
And she did a very, very nice job, so thank you, Lindsay, for that. So Napa's getting ready to take the field here, and Vintage, of course, will be batting first. So the umpires are still talking here behind the plate, and we're waiting for the Napa High team to take the field, and there they go now. So once again, Kimmy Walson's the pitcher, and catching for Napa High is Katie Newbern. And if you haven't heard about her, Katie is an incredible freshman. She already has been committed to UCLA to catch, which is amazing. And we wish them well today, both teams. Should be a great game.
Kimmy Walston, the starting pitcher for Napa High, coming into the contest, he has a 6-win-2-loss record. She has worked in 46 2/3 innings, allowed 62 hits, 37 runs, of which 30 were earned. Her earned run average is 4.50. She has walked 17, but has struck out 36. She is a right-handed pitcher, taking her warm-ups now with Katie Newbern behind the plate, and will be getting set for the start of this big game. And by the way, this is not Senior Day. Had this game been played tonight out at Kiwanis Park, it would have been Senior Night, but they're hoping to add a game at the end of the regular season and have it at Kiwanis Park if the field conditions permit, and they would then have Senior Night at that occasion.
And that'll be great. You know, it'll be, you know, when the season's already over with, it'll be low-key, and all the parents can be there. It's a nice venue, so it'll be great.
Here we go now. The first batter steps to the plate. She's a left-handed batter. Jordan Allen's her name. She's a sophomore, hitting at the 357. The wind blowing out and to right field. That will definitely be a help for the hitters. Rocking the motion is Walston, and the first pitch of the ball game is high and away, ball one. Shelby Morris on deck, to be followed by Taylor Brandt here in the top half of the first inning, just underway from Napa High School softball field. And here's Walston's next delivery, and that's just missed. So we have a male umpire on the bases and a female umpire then behind the plate on today's game. And we have the next delivery coming in, and that caught the outside corner for a called strike. And we have... the count goes to 2-1 to leadoff batter Jordan Allen here in this top of the first. The ball's hit toward the center fielder. Center fielder coming in. Guzman gets there and she puts it away for the first out as Jordan Allen flies out to Grace Guzman in center field.
And Grace is a great one. She's got incredible speed, and hopefully we'll see her on the base pass tonight. And so she's committed to Michigan.
Yeah, committed there when she was just a freshman, so they really wanted her. Here the batter is Moore, and she hits a little number right out in front of the plate, but it hit the plate, so it'll be a foul ball for Morris. Shelby Morris is just a freshman. She is the opposing pitcher. She is not superstitious. The number on her back is number 13, and the next pitch to her, she watches it, and it is over for a called strike. So it's 0-2 now as Kimmy Walson gets ahead on the count. Morris not suffering from tristedectophobia, that is for sure. She holds the bat high, and the pitch comes into her. She hits it down towards the shortstop, fielded cleanly there by Jarita. Over to first baseman Arata, in time for the out as it goes 6-3 for out number two.
Yeah, and she was able to get it over to the shortstop. Shortstop did a great job of fielding the ball. And, you know, error is going to play a big part of this ball game. Whoever makes the fewest mistakes should come out on top.
Taylor Brandt, the left fielder, coming up to the plate. Taylor's had 22 hits and 38 at-bats. That's a .579 average. Wow. It's right up there. Here is the first pitch to her, and it's right up there, too, a little high for ball one. As a team, the Vintage Chrysers are hitting .354 on the season, and that is quite a great average. And the batter, Brandt, right-hander, hits the ball toward right field. Right fielder going back. It's going to be overhead. Goes all the way to the wall. Picked up over there by Valentine. Valentine returns it to the infield to Lindsey Lehman, the second baseman, who gets it back to the pitcher. And Brandt holds up at second base with a double with two outs in the inning.
Well, she's lucky that the runner didn't go all the way to third because she was having a hard time finding the handle on the ball out there in the field.
As I say, the wind is fairly stiff, and it's blowing toward the outfield and more toward the right field. And that will definitely aid the left-handed batters. Here we have Crocker coming to the plate. Sierra's batting an even .500 in the first pitch to her. Just misses for ball one. She's a senior and does a nice job behind the plate as the catcher for this Chrysler team. No score here in the inning, but a runner at second base in scoring position if Crocker can come through. Mo Groves on deck for the Chrysers with two down, top of the first. Kimmy Walston delivers, and there goes the runner, and there's the throw to third, and she slides. She's safe as Brandt steals third base. And now definitely in scoring position.
Yeah, that anytime we used to teach the girls, if the ball hits the ground, you got to go. And not wait till somebody tell you to go, otherwise too late.
Ball is popped up at going toward left field. Left fielder coming in, and is able to make the grab. So it's Jordan Blackman out in left field, and Croc is the third out here in the top of the first inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, and a runner left on. We go into the home half of the first. Guzman, Jarita, and Walls are scheduled up for Napa High. No score in the big game softball. We'll be back after this. Well, since this never came, well, we'll come back.
Yeah, so, yeah, sometimes, you know, you want to take a little break from the microphone and don't have a lot to say. So, you know, when you're thinking that it's going to be done. But anyway, Napa's going to be coming up to the plate here, and what they're going to be trying to do is put some pressure on the Vintage defense with a lot of speed at the top of the lineup. Grace Guzman leading off. She does a great job. She bats from the left side, and I don't know if she'll be slapping today or just trying to hit her way on.
Well, let's find out what the coach has to say about the pitcher, Shelby Morris.
So, yeah, so today we'll probably be starting Shelby. She's one of my two freshman pitchers that I have on the team, and she's a good kid. She's got probably 8 or 9 pitches, although I honestly try to keep her to about 4 or 5 pitches a game, the ones that seem to be working well. She's a great kid, puts in a lot of work off the field, and she just does a good job when she's in the circle for us.
And she wears that protective mask out there. You're used to seeing the mask on the catcher. Here we've got one on the pitcher as well.
Yeah, and, you know, I've been watching a lot of softball on TV, the colleges, and a lot of the college pitchers are wearing them now.
Also, first base and third baseman have the mask as well for the Vintage Chrysler. So, as Rick mentioned, it's Guzman leading off, and she hits the ball over the third baseman's head. It drops in front of the left fielder. Guzman with a .480 average, tries for second. There's the throw, and the ball is dropped. She is safe. Wow, she stretched that little blooper into a double.
And I have to tell you, you know, the both the shortstop and the left fielder came flying in, and as soon as Grace saw that ball hit the ground, and like I told you, they're going to try to put pressure on him immediately.
Boy, I tell you, she had speed getting around there. Jarita is coming to the plate. Now, we'll give you the defensive alignment for the Crushers here in a moment. Shelly Moore is back on the, and there goes Guzman to third. There's the throw. There's the slide. Safe. She steals third base with nobody out here in the first inning. Napa has a chance to score first.
Yeah, and she stole that one on the third baseman. The third baseman was playing in, and so Grace was kind of behind her. She wasn't watching her.
Haley Jarita at the plate. One ball, no strike. The pitch is up a little high for ball two. Shelby Moore's the pitcher. This is her ninth game to appear in. She has a 5-1 record, a 1.85 earned run average. She's given up 38 hits, 24 runs, but only 11 have been earned. She's walked 11, struck out 56. The ball is bunted back to her. She checks the runner at third, goes to first. Now the runner's coming in. There's the slide. She is safe at home. The runner at first is out as the play went from 1-3. But an RBI for Jarita, just making contact. And to show you the speed of Guzman, she held up, and the pitcher looked her back. And then when the throw went to first base, she came running in and scored.
Well, she didn't go back. That's the whole thing. She froze, and then she came as soon as the pitcher turned.
Walls is the batter now. McKenna Walls, right-hander, takes ball one. Ramey Gansby is over at first base. Allie Warren is the second baseman. Sarah Houston is the shortstop. Camelia Barboza is at third base. As Morris rocks into the motion, here's the 1-0 delivery. Missed inside for 2-0. Taylor Brandt is out in left field. Jordan Allen is the center fielder. And Mo Groves is the right fielder for the Vintage Chrysers. Sierra Crocker is the catcher. Swing and a miss by Walls. Nobody on and one down and one run in for Napa. They have a 1-0 lead. The JV coach for Napa High is Pat O'Brien, their second year leading the team. And the pitch is swung at and missed for strike three. So Walls goes down on the strikes, bringing Katie Newburn, one of the freshmen on this Napa squad, to the plate now. So many good underclassmen
on both teams. And, it's pretty exciting to see it.
She's a right-handed batter, hitting at 622, 28 hits and 48 at-bats, and she watches one up high for a ball. Such averages. As a team, Napa High is hitting 370.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible, and they've been playing very well in the Vine Valley League.
Two outs, one run in, and the pitch way upstairs for that one to Newburn. She can play, in addition to catcher, any place in the infield or any place in the outfield. About the only place that they wouldn't use her is that pitcher, but any of the other positions, she would fit right in. Right-handed batter, and the 2-0 delivery is on the way, and it's down low, 3-0. So Shelby Morris has fallen behind now. Coming into the game, in the previous eight games, she had only given up 11 walks and had 56 strikeouts. So it's seldom that she gets behind on the batter. So let's see if the automatic take is on the 3-0. She takes, and the ball was over for a strike. So it makes it 3-1. On deck is the opposing pitcher, Kimmy Walston, for Napa High, leading it 1-0 here in the home half of the first inning. Ball is hit towards center field, way back. The center fielder, look, kaboom, over the fence.
And as I was saying earlier, Ira, it looks like the wind's blowing about 15 miles an hour out into right center field, so the wind definitely helped that one.
And what were the two words I said? Home run.
Exactly.
And that's what happened on Newburn on that 3-1 delivery. Well, Morris fell behind, and she had to come in, and Newburn was waiting for it and sent it out over basically center field area near the flagpole, which is in straightaway center. That'll bring Walston to play. She's got a two-run lead now for the senior pitcher. Pops that one out of play. Goes over the vintage dugout and kicks away. Walston the batter. Lindsay Lehman, the on-deck batter. Her sister was also a player on the team a couple of years ago. And here's the pitch. Ball's fouled to the backstop. Morris gets ahead on this batter, 0-2, after falling behind on the other one and finding out Newbern could really deliver.
And Newbern, Morris can throw just about anything now.
Yeah, no ball, two strikes, and the pitch is hit foul. It'll go out of play. So she steps out of the batter's box, practices her swings. Ron Walston, her coach, down the third baseline, coaching there at third. Ron in his third year as the head softball coach at Napa. Ball is hit foul again to the backstop. PA announcer, which you may hear in the background sometimes, is Dewey Green.
Yeah, Dewey and I do the Sports Vine on Saturday mornings, and I'll be going this week with Bob Chance.
We'll be looking forward to that, that's for sure. So it remains 0-2 as Shelby Morris delivers up a little high, about eye high on that pitch. There are two outs, two runs in, a double by Guzman, a home run by Newbern, and it's 2-0. Napa High has the lead. And here is the next delivery. And that ball's knocked down the left field line, but it is going to be ruled just foul. All so close. Well, she would have had at least a double on that when Kemi Walston has to come back to the plate after lining it down that left field line.
Yeah, you know, it started curving to the left almost immediately.
So the right-hander's back at home plate now. Right-hander on the mound. Rocks into motion. There's the let-up and the change of pace. What came over for strike three called, and Walston is called out on strike. Second strikeout in the inning for the pitcher, Shelby Morris. So we go into the second inning now, the top half of the second inning. Groves, Warren, and Barbosa coming up for the Vintage Crushers, who are now trailing 2-0. We'll be back after this.
More local sports coverage with Ira C. Smith on the way on KVON Napa. You're listening to local sports coverage on KVON Napa.
Here's Ira C. Smith.
Along with Rick Vasquez. And Rick, a little bit of your background, because I know you worked with softball programs around the area.
Yeah, I started off with the junior girls when they were still playing at the individual elementary schools with the Doves. Started in C division, up to the B division, A division, went over to Kiwanis and was in the major division, then was in the senior division. I coached junior varsity and then the head freshman coach here at Napa High, and then ended up as a varsity coach. So, I've been around a little bit, and I tell you, it's so much fun to be around the girls.
Well, it's nice to have you and Bonnie back in the Napa area after you had spent some time in Michigan.
Yeah, 6.5 years, so we are happy to be home.
Here's the windup and the pitch, and the ball is hit out into center field. It will be a base hit right over the bag at second base, and Mo Groves starts out the second inning with a single. That'll bring up Allie Warren, the second baseman, only batting .222, but she makes contact with the ball. That was the second hit for the Vintage Crushers. Kimmy Walston giving up 62 hits in her 46 innings, and the ball is popped down the first baseline over in foul territory. Coming over is Abby Arad, and she makes the put out as Allie Warren is trying to pop it down the right field line.
Correct, and she was just a little bit behind that pitch and kind of tied her up.
Batter now is Camelia Barbosa, the third baseman, just a freshman, right-handed batter, and the pitch is up high to her. Of course, in softball, you can't take a lead off until
the ball leaves the pitcher's hand.
The runner right on the bag, checking the pitcher. Here comes the pitch, and the ball is hit foul to the backstop. Evens the count now at 1-1. There is one out and a runner on and a 2-0 score. Napa in the lead.
Yeah, it's a very important inning for Kimmy here because she's got that two-run lead and try to keep Vintage off the base pass here.
Ooh, that one just missed for ball two. Two balls and one strike. Ramey Gansby, another freshman, is on deck. Barbosa, a freshman, is at the plate.
and the pitch is down a little low. It's amazing we have so many freshmen in the varsity ranks this year, and I think it's great. It's really good for the program.
Yeah, Vintage had a lot of seniors last year, and App only had three.
The pitch to the plate came inside for ball four, and that's the first walk in the game. But that puts the tying runs on base if they can get them around there. There's one out. Ramey Gansby, the first baseman, coming to the plate. Ramey is also an excellent pitcher. Again, as we mentioned, just a freshman. And the Napa High baseball team brought up a freshman, and he was one of the best players yesterday as they beat Justin Siena. We broadcast two Napa High baseball games. They have won them both, and they have played 18 other games, and they lost them all. So we might get asked to do more than Napa games.
Yeah, they're going to hire you as assistant coach, Ira.
Good charm or something. That he takes the pitch for a strike. Well, they will be playing, they being Napa High baseball, tomorrow at home against Vintage in big game baseball, and we'll be broadcasting that. And here comes the pitch, and the ball is hit foul over the Vintage dugout area. And a fellow you know really well is going to be assisting tomorrow, Travis Rogers.
Absolutely, yeah. Travis and I, actually, we get together every once in a while for breakfast, and he's a world traveler.
Here's the pitch to the plate, cut at and missed, strike three. That is the first strikeout for Walston, the swinging strikeout. That brings up Sarah Husted, batting at 200. She's playing shortstop today. She's a junior. She's a southpaw, bats left-handed. Two runners on and two outs now. She shows bunt, takes the pitch. Nice job behind the plate by Katie Newburn, keeping the runners at their respective positions. Abby Arata playing first base. Lindsay Lehman over at second. Haley Rita is over at shortstop. McKenna Walls is playing third. Pitch taken for a ball. In the outfield, it's Jordan Blackman in left, Grace Guzman in center, and Alano Valentine out in right field. And the next pitch, boy, that is over for a called strike. So Kimmy Walston gets ahead of the batter now. One ball, two strikes here with two outs and two on in the second inning. Vintage is down 2-0. There's the delivery, and the bunted ball is hit foul to the backstop. And it was bunting for a base hit, so they did not, like in baseball, if you bunt on the third strike, it's called out if you bunt it foul.
Well, actually what she's doing is slapping, because it is the same with the if you try to bunt it.
And she slaps this down to the third baseman. The third baseman over to first. She drops the ball. Here comes a run. Here comes the throw. There goes the tag. She slides under the tag safe, going down to third base. And getting in there safely is Barboza. As Mo Groves on a nice slide at home plate, the ball actually beat her there.
Correct. And so Newburn was caught a little bit out of position. There was a bit of an error, and I don't know if they'll charge an error on the pickup and throw to first base.
Yeah, that should have been an out there. So I think we would agree that that would be an error, allowing an unearned run to score, but it still counts on the scoreboard. The ball is hit toward second base. The shortstop comes over and grabs it as Haley Jarita jumped for the ball, came down with it, and then fell down to the ground after making a save of another run there to keep Napa in the lead.
Yeah, and that ball wasn't that high in the air, and for her to go from the shortstop position all the way behind second base, that was a great job.
Good play there. So that ends the top half of the second inning. But Vintage did get one run on one hit. There was an error, and there were two left on. So we go in the bottom half of the second inning, and it's the bottom third of the lineup coming up for Napa High, leading crosstown rival Vintage now after an inning and a half, 2-1, back after this.
Stay tuned for more local sports coverage on KVON Napa. To Ira C. Smith and local sports coverage on KVON.
Well, Napa had to love that catch that Haley Jarita made to end that top half of the second.
Well, that obviously saved the run from scoring, so Napa is able to stay ahead 2-1.
So the leadoff batter is Lehman, who made that good play at second base. She also sang the national anthem. Here's the pitch to her, and she takes one that just misses. So she's going to scrape down the infield afterwards, water the outfield. She just does it all.
Well, she is a senior, you know.
She's a right-handed batter as well. Here's the next delivery to her. That's up a little bit high. The pitcher, Shelby Morse, here in the second inning, getting her sign from the catcher, Sierra Crocker, as the delivery is on the way. She's keeping the pitch down, but that was called a strike. Two balls and one strike to Lindsay Lehman. Abby Arata on deck to be followed by Jenna Baker here in the home half of the second inning. The ball is hit in the air towards center field. Center fielder started in, now goes back, and has to kind of leap for it, but makes the grab out there in center field. Jordan Allen on the put out for the first out here in the bottom of the second.
And Wynn was carrying that one. She ended up only just like maybe two steps from the fence. I thought it was just a pop-up.
Started out that way, but as I say, the wind is blowing out, and that was kind of straight away center. Arata, the catcher, hitting at 260 is the batter. And the pitch just missed. Baker moves on deck for Napa High, leading it 2-1 here in the bottom of the second inning. Shelby Morse delivers. That is called a strike at the inside part of the plate. One ball, one strike, one out. Nobody on here for the Napa High Grizzlies in this big game, the swing and a miss. Remember back when it was Karen Yoder and then Tammy Mansway were coaching?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, and they used to pitch, you know, at Napa and Vintage High School, so.
And the ball is hit to the second baseman, fielded nicely there by Warren over to first for the second out, 4-3, as Allie Warren made a nice play at second base. That's the second out here. Jenna Baker with a .308 batting average. She's the designated person in this game, although she can also be used as a pitcher, which she is quite often, and she can play outfield as well. Right now she is the DP, here's the pitch. We had a shift around there. That was, Arata now, so that last must have been there. I had them out of order.
No, I think that was Jenna that was up.
Here the ball is hit. Okay. The batter is Arata now, though. So we had a little change in the lineup, so I'm sorry about that. I'll pick that up later. But it's Arata at the plate. We know that there are two outs. So I think that was Jenna Baker that was up there for Arata. So those two had shifted positions in there. So Arata waits and hits the ball foul to the backstop. Arata looking down to Ron Walson at third base. A junior hitting at 260. Moves back to the plate now. Infield playing at normal depth now. Second baseman pulled over about halfway to first. There's a swing and a miss or strike three. And that was the third out. So that was a 1-2-3 inning here in the second inning for Moore.
Yeah, you know, when you're a pitcher and you give up a couple of runs early, you need to shut down the other team and get your team the chance to come in and score another run or two to see if you can get back in the ball game.
Okay, well, we go into the top of the third inning. It's 2-1. Napa has the lead, and Vintage will have Morse, Brandt, and Crocker scheduled up here in the top of the third inning. It's 2-1. Napa in the lead. We'll be back after this.
More local sports coverage with Ira C. Smith on the way on KVON Napa.
Well, we've got a one-run ball game now as we come into the top half of the third inning here at Napa High's softball field. And the opposing pitcher, Shelby Morse, will be leading it off for the Vintage Crushers. Taylor Brandt moves on deck with Sierra Crocker to follow here in this third inning. Walston rocks into motion, and the right-hander delivers the ball, foul off to the left toward the Napa High dugout. Morse looks down to her coach, Rob Poppy, down that third baseline. Now she steps back into the batter's box and watches the pitch down low. Rob has a daughter, Amanda, that went to Napa High.
Yeah, and he said he still has one daughter here, so but he got the opportunity to go to Venice. Why not?
Here's the pitch. The ball is hit towards the shortstop, and an easy put out there for Haley Jarita after she had made a really nice put out on Jordan Allen to Ed Lassen. She takes an easy little pop up there from Morris for the first out here in this third inning. So she made the last out of last inning on the pop up, and she makes the first out on a grab of a pop up here in the third. And that'll bring Taylor Brandt to the batter's box. Batting at 579, and she had a double in the first at bat. She watches the pitch. Now, the home plate umpire will give the strike signal, but it's kind of late. He does say as soon as the pitch is over whether it's a ball or a strike, so the batter knows before he makes the signal with his arm.
Yeah, and wow, she's taking two really close pitches. One was a little bit inside, maybe that one's a little low, but the batter is tall.
She's had 23 hits and 39 at-bats. Very close to that 300 batting average, the 600 batting average, we should say. Wind is dying down a little bit from what it was at the start of the game. Here's the pitch. Ball is hit toward right field. Right fielder going back, going over, reaches up, then pulls her glove down, and the ball hits behind her. And going into second base, standing up is Brandt. That was funny out there in the right field areas. Valentine reached up. And then as the ball got to her, she pulled her glove down.
Yeah, she saw that it was going to be over her head, and I think the wind did help that one, even though it calmed down a little bit.
It might be pushed it over her, but that's another double for Taylor Brandt, her second double in as many trips here. Crocker, the batter, can tie up the game with a hit. He takes a ball. Oh, dang, a strike. So, again, it's kind of a delayed call on the arm being going up, but he does say ball or strike right away. So the batter knows what it is before the arm indicates whether it's a ball or strike. So it's 2-1 right now, Napa in the lead. Venice has the potential tying run at second base with one down here in the third inning, and the ball is hit down the left field line sharply but foul. Sierra steps out of the batter's box. Venice has had some excellent players that have come through their ranks. And when we have a chance between one of the innings here, we'll talk about some of those recent players that have gone on to college. Ball's hit toward right field, and the right fielder coming over. She makes the grab, and going back to second base is Taylor Brandt. Nice play out there that time by Alana Valentine in right.
When that ball was hit, I thought she was in trouble because the wind is starting to blow pretty hard out towards right field, but it kind of knuckled over towards the line. She was able to catch up to it.
Yeah, the wind kind of held that one up there and allowed her to get over to it in time. So that's a second out, and Groves, who had a base hit and scored Vintage's only run so far, is at the plate way up high, but a good job by Katie Newburn behind the plate to glove that ball to keep it from sailing to the backstop. One ball, no strikes. 2-1 score, Napa in the lead. Vinny's at the plate here in the third inning, the pitch. And that just missed. Two balls, no strikes, two outs. Potential tying run, second base. Right-handed batter Mo Groves came into the game at 4:15, and she is 1-for-1. And she takes the pitch for a strike. Probably had the take on now as she steps out of the box and looks down to Rob Poppy, her coach on the third base side. Groves waits. The pitch comes in. She swings, fouls to the right. Mo plays out in the right field today defensively. Also played basketballs on the varsity team. And so this is her junior year. They'll be counting on her quite a bit next year, the hoop sport. And the delivery to her, a swing and a miss. The ball is fouled to the backstop. It looked like that Taylor Brandt was about halfway down to third base there after the ball went to the backstop, but it was fouled to the backstop, so Brandt has to go back to second base, representing the tying run if they can get her in. Ball is popped to the left side of the diamond. It may stay fair. Third baseman comes over, and in foul territory makes the put-out. McKenna Walls reels it in for the third out. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one runner left on for the Chrysers in the third. In the bottom of the third, it'll be the top of the third for the Napa Indians, their top three batters. will be coming to the plate. After 2.5 innings, our score is Napa High 2 and Vintage 1. Back after this.
Stay tuned for more local sports coverage on KVON Napa.
As we come in at the bottom of the third, the top of the order, Guzman leading it off. She scored the first run of the ball game, and she takes a strike. Caught the inside corner. Guzman had a double, stole third base, and scored Napa's first run. Second run scored on Katie Newburn's home run there in the first.
I'm not sure. This is number 11 up here right now.
Oh, you're right. Where do we go wrong? That was just so that will be Blackman. Okay, so it is. I'm sorry, we got Blackman up. The next pitch held up is up high. They checked with the base umpire to see if she had gone around. So the batter is Jordan Blackman. Jordan is a right-handed batter. And the pitch comes in. The ball is hit foul, out of play. That's what happens when we are late in getting the lineups on the game day. Get here, and of course, the coaches sometimes want to wait till right at the end before they decide definitely on their lineup. And we have to hurry and jot it down. And the ball is hit down to the shortstop, fielded there nicely by Husted. Over to first baseman Gansby, and Gansby holds onto the ball. So Blackman is the first out, 6-3 here in the third. Last inning, Morris had a 1-2-3 inning. Napa has not left any runners on base. Vintage has left runners on each inning. They've left four runners on through three innings. The pitch was taken for a strike. We have to hold on the call because unless you can hear what the umpire is saying, well, you have to wait whether he puts that arm up for a strike or not. It's 0-1, and that one was obviously a ball one.
Yeah, the first pitch, it was on the outside corner, and Grace didn't want to hit it because it would have gone right to the third baseman.
So this is Grace Guzman. She had that double, left-handed batter, holds the bat up high, and the pitch comes to her. She shows that she might try to just to bunt the ball down the third baseline. But they don't call it bunt.
Yeah, she's trying to slap the ball, and holds the bat up high. If the ball's at her hands or above, it's going to be a ball.
That was on the outside. So it's 3-1. One out, nobody on here. In the bottom of the third, Napa leading it 2-1. Guzman at the plate. Here's the pitch to her, and she takes, and it's called strike two. So the count goes full. Grace was a starter her freshman year, was an outstanding softball player as a freshman, and got a scholarship offer that year from the University of Michigan as a freshman. She takes the pitch, missed outside, so she walks. Well, we're going to watch. Do you think she's going to try to steal on the first pitch?
Yeah. If not first, the second.
All right, well, with one out, and she has scored the first run in the game, she was on second and stole third on the very first pitch there. Jarita is up. Jarita grounded out pitcher to first back in the second inning. We got an RBI then because at that point, Guzman was on third and came in to score, even though the ball was hit back to the pitcher who tried to hold her at third. But then when she made the throw to first, to show you the speed of Guzman, she still came in and scored the run. Jarita waits. 429 average, and hits the ball foul down the right field line. Right fielder coming over. She gets there. Nice play. And the runner, Guzman, had to hold up on that. So, Jarita, first ball swinging.
Right, and so Guzman did a really good job of watching where the ball was going, and if the fielder was still going away, she would have tagged and gone to second base. But Vinny did a really good job
letting that right fielder come in and had the motion coming forward. And the pitch is taken. There goes the runner down to second. There's the slide, and she is safe. Boy, that was a close play at second, and Guzman is able to slide under the tag.
Yeah, I thought she was out. Holy smokes. Yeah, Coach Poppy is coming out right now. I thought he might have gotten her on the back.
that's one of those you cannot argue that. But anyway, he is coming out to, I don't know, to give his opinion on the play anyway.
Yeah, the umpire saying that she slid under the tag, but it was close.
It was very close there at second. That puts her in scoring position. The batter is McKenna Wall. She was the strikeout victim in the first. And that pitch, by the way, was a strike. We'll see if Guzman goes down to third. She takes a long strike and gets way off the bag, but the throw does not go down to second. It goes back to the pitcher and looks Guzman back to the bag at second base. Walls waits on the 0-2 delivery, and it comes in, and she pops it up. It is going to go foul and out of play. 2-1 is still our score. Napa High getting both of their runs in the top of the first inning. Vinny's coming back, getting its run in the second inning, and we're now in the bottom of the third inning, and Walls is the batter, and the pitch comes in down low, and there goes Guzman. There's the throw down to third. There's the tag, and she's safe again. Boy, that was another really close play.
As she slid around it, I mean, she did a great job. The third baseman came in, took the ball, and was expecting her to be on the bag, but she went around.
Well, that was skill. That is her third stolen base of the game, and we're in the third inning. 2-2 count on the way. And down a little low. Count goes full now. Grace Guzman, a threat there at third base to score the third run for the Napa team as Morris for Vintage rocks into motion and delivers. Ball hit down to the shortstop, fields it. Long throw to first base. And it was in time. Wow, good job by Husted there at shortstop.
Yep. So, Grace did a nice job getting around the bases there, and she does put pressure on the defenses. And Ira, look at that, 45 minutes, and we're already through three innings. Isn't that great?
Well, one runner left on. That's the first runner that Napa has left on the base path. We go into the fourth inning. Napa leads the Vintage Crushers of Napa in the big game softball. The score is Napa 2, Vintage 1. We'll come back with Warren, Barbosa, and Gansby scheduled up for the Crushers after this message.
Now back to Ira C. Smith and local sports coverage on KVON.
Well, it's a battle for first place in, I keep wanting to call it the MEL, but it's the VVAL.
Yeah, it's taken a long time to, get used to it, but I think I'm almost there now. So, but great first year for the VVAL in all sports. It's awesome.
Well, it's interesting to see that Sonoma Valley is leading the baseball league. Their softball team's doing a nice job, too.
Oh, absolutely. So it's a really good, balanced league.
Here's Kimmy Walston ready to go in her fourth inning of work. And the first pitch, the ball is hit toward right field. Second baseman going out, right fielder coming in. Neither's going to get there. It'll drop in between them, and Allie Warren starts the fourth inning with a little bloop base hit out to right field, kind of the Texas Leaguer. I don't know if they still call them Texas Leaguers anymore.
You know, I was going to say that. I said, yeah, a little Texas Leaguer out there. So, that's what I call it.
Barbosa, right-handed batter coming to the plate. She walked and got around to third base in the second inning. She has a teammate at first representing the tying run. If they can get her around, here's the pitch, and she bunts it, but it goes to the backstop, and that is a foul. Katie Newburn will retrieve it back here very near our broadcast vantage point. We're right little bit behind home plate and down the third baseline. So the count is no balls, one strike. Barbosa at the plate. The pitch comes into her, and the ball is hit to the third baseman. The throw is to second baseman for one, over to first, and safe there, I think. I was looking for the umpire's call, and I was blocked, but safe at first. So Barbosa is going to be safe on the fielder's choice. The third baseman over, that was Walls over to Lehman at second base for the force out of Warren. So your base runner now is Barbosa with one out, and Gansby, the freshman. Now, as a batter, she's at 222. As a pitcher, she is amazing.
Absolutely, and so far, Vintage is doing a great job this year with their pitching.
And the first pitch to her is hit to the third baseman. She grabs it on the fly. Back to first. Double play. What a play there to double up the runner, Barbosa. The ball was hit on a line to McKenna Walls. She speared it as she was falling away from the play and then fired it over to Abby Arrieta at first.
I tell you what, if the third baseman was 2 foot further back, she would have not have caught that.
It was just one of those bang-bang plays, but that will end the top of the fourth inning. So we go into the home half, and it's Newbern who hit a home run her first time, followed by Walston and Lehman coming up for Napa in their half of the fourth inning. Napa leads it 2-1 back after this.
More local sports coverage with Ira C. Smith on the way on KVON Napa. You're listening to local sports coverage on KVON Napa.
Here's Ira C. Smith.
Well, I'll tell you, Rainey Gamsby hit that ball on the line, too. She had a solid smack, but right into the glove.
Yeah, I mean, it's lucky it didn't have too much topspin to bounce on. Oh, there's a well hit.
Ball's hit out to right center. It's going. It is gone. Home run number 2 for Katie Newberry on the first ball pitch here in the bottom half of the fourth inning. Her second home run of the game in about the same spot as the other one.
That was really funny. She took a ball. And then she asked the umpire, hey, I'm going to tie my shoe. So that's what she needed. She tied her shoe and then hit it out.
So that gives Napa their third run of the game. A little bit of insurance here in the fourth inning. They lead it 3-1. When these two teams played back on April the 8th, Napa won the game 8-7, a one-run win. Ball is hit. Slowly, a little number down second baseman. He's going to have to hurry. Picks it up over to first, and the first baseman drops the ball, and everyone's safe. Well, everyone being Kimmy Walson in this case.
Yeah, and this is a case where you have a pretty young team out there, and they're feeling the pressure of a big game and starting to make a couple of mistakes.
Are you going to give the error to the first baseman on that or the pitcher?
No, definitely the first baseman. She was trying to close the glove before the ball got there.
All right, that will mean with nobody out, and a 3-1 lead. Napa is getting something going here. They've got a runner at first, and Lehman, the batter, she flied out to the center fielder. She's the one that we said has been doing it all today. Came in batting at .583, and we have a pinch runner, a courtesy runner, coming into the ball game for Napa High. And that is going to be Myla Valentine running there at first base. And pitch is taken for a strike. So we have Valentine on the bag at first. The pitch is up a little high for ball one. 3-1 is our score now here in the fourth inning. Nobody out, but a runner at first and one run in on the home run. Pitch on the inside corner for a called strike. Lehman is at the plate, and Baker, I think, is scheduled to follow, and then Arrieta, and then Blackman. Here is the pitch, taken up a little high. Evens the count now, 2 balls, 2 strikes to Lehman. She was 14 of 24 coming into this game for a .583 average. And she takes a pitch at ball 3. The count goes full. So we'll watch the pinch runner, Valentine, over at first base now on this full count. Here's the pitch. There she goes. The pitch is fouled. So if Lehman should strike out, Crocker would try to throw out the runner if indeed Valentine is going to be running there. The ball is hit towards center field. Center fielder going back, leaps up, grabs the ball. Beautiful play out in center field and fires it back into first baseman. And they go diving back into the bag was Valentine. Wow. Well stroked, but you have to credit Jordan Allen for making a beautiful play out in center field.
And a la Laureano from the A's threw it on a line right back to the first baseman. Good thing she got back.
Wow, that was a great catch out there. So good defense there by both teams. The batter now is Baker, Jenna Baker, right-handed batter. Off I gets by the catcher. There goes the runner. She slides in but wouldn't have to because there was no play on her down at second base. That puts Myla Valentine down in scoring position at second base. One out here in the fourth inning, one run home, and a runner at second base, and Baker is up, swings and misses. Baker grounded out, second base to first baseman, her first time up. Came into the game hitting just over 300. Good pitcher, though, for Napa High when she's on the mound. She watches the pitch. It's called strike. So the pitcher on the mound now, Morris, gets ahead of the pitcher, one of the pitchers, but not pitching today. Baker, at least she hasn't pitched yet. Good take there, and the pitch was up a little high to even the count now at 2-2. Abby Arata on deck, waiting for the pitch. Baker, and it's stroke foul to the backstop. Sierra Crocker, the catcher, retrieves it for the Crashers. Ramey Gansby is playing at first. Allie Warren at second. Sarah Husted at short. And Camelia Barboza over at third base as the pitch comes in. And it's hit out in left field. It'll be in there for a base hit. Rounding third, but being held up there as the throw comes in from the left fielder, Taylor Brandt. And that held the runner, Valentine, up at third base after Baker gets the single to left.
Yeah, I've been watching Morris out here throwing, and she's throwing with more conviction now. She was using a lot more finesse before, but now she's bringing, I think Napa likes it.
Well, it's Arata coming to the plate. Abby Arata struck out back in the second inning. She's up there now with runners on the corners and the pitch to her. She bunts it foul. We had the base runner at first, Baker, taking off with the pitch. As the pitch was released, runner at third base, Valentine was holding on the bag, just coming off the bag a little bit there. They want to try to get Baker down in scoring position at second base. Abby Arata came into the game hitting at 260, and the high pitch goes to the backstop. That will allow Valentine, well, she stays at third, but Baker goes down to second base on the pitch, and the coach Ron Walston is calling Arata down the third baseline to say something to her. Arata is a junior, plays first base. She can also be a catcher, but doing a nice job catching is Katie Newberry, Newburn today. So it's 3-1 score. Napa threatening to add some to that here in the fourth inning. Ball is hit to the shortstop. Nice stop. And there's a long throw to first base. Not in time, but that has to go as a single.
Correct. And, you know, I was surprised Vintage was playing back because I figured that they were going to try to, you know, bring the throw home to keep that run from scoring from third base. But she was able to knock it down. It was hit pretty hard.
Yeah, it was a nice play by Husted just to stop the ball from going to the outfield. But the runner, Baker, stays at second base, did not try to advance. And the pitch is up high to Blackman. Blackman is up here with just one out. There have been three hits in the inning, including a home run. There's a swing and a miss. It was kind of a half swing, and Jordan Blackman had a big smile on her face after that half swing.
Yeah, it was one of those you start to swing, you go, oh, no.
Yeah, anyway, she had a smile. I don't know if her coach had that big of a smile or not. The ball is down. Nice stop behind the plate as the ball was nearly in the dirt. And Sierra Crocker made a good stop behind the plate. 4-1 is our score now. Napa has the lead. And they have two runners on base with only one out here in this fourth inning. And the pitch is up high. So Jordan moves out of the box and looks down to her coach, Ron Walston, at third base.
Right, you were, you know, talking earlier about the runner at second taking lead. You can see the shortstop and the second baseman where they're playing. That's how far the runner can get off.
Ball is inside for ball four. That will load them up with one out. There's been one error here in the inning. Baker goes to third. Arata goes to second. Blackman on the walk is at first. And the seventh batter to come up here in the inning is, guess who? Grace Guzman.
And you just don't know with Grace. She might slap one into left field. She might pull one down the right field line. She may try to hit one over the fence. With Grace, you don't know.
She She had had 24 hits and 50 at bats coming into this game, a .480 batting average. She had a double, stole a base, and scored in the first inning. Walked, stole two bases, did not score, was left on third base in the third inning. She's up now with the bases loaded and one out, and the pitch and the ball is popped up on the left side, and the shortstop comes over and calls it. If that would have been in fair territory, it would have been an automatic out.
Correct, and I think Grace is upset with herself. For the ball was a little higher than she wanted it, and she probably should have let it go.
Well, I think it was interesting that Barboza, who had a shot at it, backed away and let the shortstop, Sarah Husted, come over to make the play.
And that's normally what you want to do. The shortstop takes charge out there.
Jarita at the plate. The ball is the inside corner to strike one. So Napa still with a 4-1 lead, but there are two outs now here in the fourth inning, and the base is loaded. Baker at third, Arata at second, Blackman at first. On the mound, Shelby Morris. He rocks in the motion, or pitch up high. Came in a little tight as well to Haley Jarita. She's a senior. She's the eighth batter up here in the fourth inning for Napa High. And here is the pitch to her, hit to the backstop, foul. So if she could get on, that would bring Walls up to the plate, and that would mean that Napa had batted around here in this fourth inning. So far, they've produced two runs, one of which was a leadoff home run of the inning by Katie Newbern. The ball is hit towards center field. Center fielder going in. Now she gets under the ball and calls for it, and it's Jordan Allen that makes the put out there on the fly ball to center field off the bat of Jarita. But in the inning, one run scored. There were three hits, a walk, and an error, a two run scored, I should say. And that leaves the score now at 4-1. Napa has the lead. We're at the end of four complete innings. We go into the fifth inning, and Sarah Husted, the shortstop, and then the top of the lineup coming up for the Vintage Crushers. The end of four complete. It is Napa 4 and Vintage 1. Back after this.
Stay tuned for more local sports coverage on KVON Napa. Now back to Ira C. Smith and local sports coverage on KVON.
Well, here we are now in the fifth inning. Napa leading it 4-1. Sarah Husted to lead it off. And Rick Vasquez, let me mention some names, and let's just get updated. Rihanna Bowers.
Wow, what a nice, nice lady. I had the opportunity to coach with her when I was coaching here at Napa High on the junior varsity team, and the girls just gravitate towards her. She teaches here at Napa High, and oh, Brianna, I'm sorry, the daughter. I thought you said Deanna. No, yeah, Brianna, just a great ball player. And then, of course, Mott is also a great player, and she's also a Napa High graduate.
All right, and the first pitch comes into Houston. She takes it, and it just misses for ball one. Brianna Bowers actually is at Sac State, hitting at .354 for the team now. She's a freshman outfielder there, and you mentioned Peyton Mott. She is a freshman at Dominican University. Ball is now back to the backstop. Mott batting .292, but she has 13 RBIs for the softball team at Dominican University. Of course, her dad, former head football coach at Napa High, Troy Mott on the mound, Walston, and the ball is bunted down the first baseline, picked up in foul territory, in fair territory, and Newbern then did not have a chance, so she muffed the pickup as the ball was just bunted down the first baseline.
You know, and actually, I could see the spin on the ball here. She should have let it go. It would have kicked foul.
So you're going to give her an error on that?
No, I mean, she tried to field it. It was just, it was a good play.
So give her a bunt single then, an infield single for Husted. Now another bunt, and this one is foul. So Jordan Allen on the first pitch tries to bunt it again down the first baseline. So Peyton Mott, Napa High graduate, is an outfielder there at Dominican University, doing a good job. Here comes the next delivery. Ball hit towards center field. It's going back. The center fielder is going back, and it is off the wall. Rounding second and heading toward third base is Husted. The throw comes in as Allen goes in, standing up with a double here in the fifth inning. And the Crushers have something going with Runners at second and third, and nobody out, trailing 4-1.
This is exactly what Vintage wanted to do, get a couple of runners on. Now you got your big bangers coming up.
Morris, the first batter, freshman. She's the pitcher today. Vintage has two main pitchers, both of whom are freshmen. And the ball is hit down the shortstop. Offer Mitt goes out to left field. One run scored. They're waving the other one home. Now they go back as the throw comes in from left fielder out there, Jordan Blackman. So one run has scored. Husted crossed the plate. That was a hard hit ball to the shortstop.
And Deanna's going to go out. Deanna Bowers is going to go out and talk to her pitcher right now. And, just calm everything down, and they want to talk about how they're going to pitch this next batter. And again, these are the big bangers for Vintage. You got two runners on, and, right now, hit a gapper and the score's tied.
Well, I think we have to go for an error on the shortstop as it bounded off of her glove.
Yeah, it was a tough play and it was a bad bounce, but yeah, she got a glove on it and so that's definitely an error. But, and she, again, Deanna went out there to talk to Kimmy because she wants to make sure she's not rattled. Hey, we got your back. Calm down. We got this.
Yeah, they still have the lead, but the potential tying runs are in scoring position. A runner at third and a runner at second. That runner at second base represents the tying run. Right now, Napa's ahead 4-2. We're in the top half of the fifth inning, and there's nobody out. Pitch is taken for strike one. The batter is Brandt. She is 2-for-2, has two extra base hits. A hit here would tie up the ball game. She was 22-for-38 coming in, and she watches the pitch down low. Good stop by Katie Newburn behind the plate. Kimmy Walston, a senior, getting a little bit of a trouble situation.
Yeah, she needs to keep the ball down and not allow her to extend her arms.
And that's the ball to sit down. The third baseman feels it. And the throw to first base is out into right field. That allows one run to score. Here comes another one, and the tying run crosses the plate. And on the error, wow, that was a huge, huge error.
Yeah, I mean, and the third baseman looked the runner at third base kind of back a little bit, and then when she turned to throw to first, she said, oh, my gosh, I got to really get some – put something on this thing. She should have been better off just eating the ball.
Yeah, that was a tough play, but she threw it wild, and that allowed two runs to score. So we're tied 4-4 here in the fifth inning, and Crocker's up now with the lead runner there at second base and nobody out, and the pitch is up high. Two errors here in this inning for Napa High, something that they did not want to see.
No, absolutely not. They have shown in the past that they have a really good defensive team. So,
and the pitch taken a little bit low. Two balls, no strikes. Crocker, the batter's flied out both times. Flied out to left field in the first inning. Flied out to right field then in the third inning. And the pitch, the ball is popped up toward the left side, and I lost sight of it. It was out of my range of eyesight. Could you follow it, Rick?
It went foul.
Down the left field line where our view is somewhat blocked out. We can see fine down the right field line from our vantage point.
Yeah, and they don't have a lot of room there on down the left field line.
Crocker at the plate. Two balls and a strike as the next delivery comes in. And it was close, but not there. 3-1 now. Still a runner at second base. Taylor Brandt representing the go-ahead run if they can get her in. Nobody out yet here. The ball is hit toward left field and is caught on the fly. There's a throw to second. Wild throw. It goes way out, way past first base. And that's another error allowing Brandt to go down to third base. But a nice play out in the left field anyway by Alana Valentine.
And that was an ill-conceived throw to first base. She wasn't going to get her. And that allowed the runner to go over to third base. So that was just a free 60 feet.
So another error here against so Crocker is around there. Third. The ball is popped up in the infield. Second baseman calling for it, under it, and makes the put out as Lindsay Lehman. gets the out of Groves. Well, the game is tied up. Three runs have scored, and the lead run is over at third base. There's a swing and a miss by Allie Warren. We've had three errors here in the inning on Napa. Ball is popped up. That's going to go out of play, and it's right near us, about 4 feet away.
Where's your helmet there, Ira?
I was looking for my glove. Ready to use my cap to catch that one. We're all tied up here, 4-4 in the fifth inning. Napa's had its problems in the field, committing three errors here to allow Vinny's not only to get back in the game. There is a strike three, and so that is the third out there, and a swinging strike by Allie Warren. So as we go into the bottom half of the fifth, we're all tied up here at Napa's softball field. And leading off will be I think it's the top of the order. And no, it's going to be Walls, the third-place batter, to lead it off for Napa High. And then Newbern, who's had two home runs and two at-bats. And then the pitcher, Walston, are scheduled up for Napa. We're all tied after four and a half, 4-4. Back after this.
More local sports coverage with Ira C. Smith on the way on KVON Napa. You're listening to local sports coverage on KVON Napa.
Here's Ira C. Smith.
Well, we've had a little shift here as far as the fielding positions for the Vintage Crushers. They've brought Ramey Gansby in to pitch, and that will shift Shelby Morse over to first base. So they just kind of flip-flopped. Is that what you see, Rich, or what?
She was at third, so
the pitch is taken down low. We had Barboza, who was at third before. So did Barboza go? No, she didn't go to first. We still have Barboza at third.
You're right.
Right-handed batter, Wall swings and nubs one off to the left side. Yeah, so Barboza still is at third. Husted still at shortstop. Allie Warren is still at second base. We have Shelby Morris over at first base now. And Ramey Gansby is pitching. Ball is popped out of play. It hit the backstop and carried right into the glove of Crocker. So that makes it no balls, two strikes. Leadoff batter here in the bottom of the fifth inning in a tie game at four apiece. And a swing and a miss. So that's the first out there as Walls for the second time is a strikeout victim. She grounded out her last time up, so she is 0 for 3. Well, here's the one. This is Katie Newbern. She's a freshman and has two home runs in two at-bats. And here is the first pitch to her, and she takes a strike. Boy, she likes the swings. Where's number 22 on her bat? She's had two home runs and two RBIs by virtue of her nobody on base when she hit her home runs. Here's the pitch, and the ball is hit. It's going to go foul down the left field line. Got some distance on it, but well in foul territory.
Yeah, I wonder if, and I'll have to find out if her dad or maybe grandfather, I might know him, Phil Newbern.
Could be. It's not as common as Smith or Jones.
Those names keep coming around, don't they?
And here is the next pitch, and she watches it and just misses. She spells Katie C-A-I-T-Y, just a freshman. And she has power up there. She bats in the cleanup spot for Napa. She's up there with one out here in the fifth in a tie game. And the pitch is up high, takes it for 2-2 count, evened up on her. Kimmy Walston is slated up next for Napa High. Napa with three errors in this top half of the fifth inning. Allowed Vintage to tie up the ball game. Ball is hit foul. Ooh, what a swing there.
Yeah, she's got a really good, compact, powerful swing, and that's why we saw two balls go over the fence.
The breeze has picked up again now, and she's got some good wind behind her. She gets the ball up in the air. The pitcher Gansby delivers. The ball is hit down to the third baseman, fielded on the high hop. Barboza over to first baseman Morris in time for the out. And for the first time, they get Neuber out on the 5-3 play. So Walston coming up. Cammy called out and strikes in the first inning. And safe on an error by the first baseman, and then had Mila Valentine run for her. Ball is down low. The opening pitch to her, 1-0. Two outs, nobody on. Fifth inning. Right-handed batter at the plate, getting set. Gamsby's pitch, and the ball is hit toward right field. Right fielder coming over, still coming in, is able to get under it for the third out as Walston flies out to the right fielder, Mo Groves. In the inning, it was a 1-2-3 inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody to base there. That's the second 1-2-3 inning that the Vintage defense has provided for their pitcher. And we go into the sixth inning, all tied up here at Napa softball field. The score is Napa 4, Vintage 4. Back with the sixth inning after this.
Stay tuned for more local sports coverage on KVON Napa. Now back to Ira C. Smith and local sports coverage on KVON.
Along with Rick Vasquez, Rick, we were talking about some of the players for Napa High that played previously. Let's talk about some from Vintage High. Joelle Aiello, I don't know if you remember her or not.
Oh, I do. Yeah, and again, both Napa and Vintage have been sending quite a few girls to softball girls almost every year, yearly, you know, one or two go.
She went to a place called Valley City State University. That's in North Dakota. So they might have to wait till things really thaw out there before they play softball.
I believe they're a Division II school and a better powerhouse.
All right, we get started here in the sixth inning with Barboza, right-handed batter up there for the Chrysers, and she hits the ball out into right field for a single. What a way to start out after they had a three-run inning last time. So they had three runs on but two hits because there were three errors in the inning. And that puts Barboza, another one of the freshmen, on at first base. Gansby, the pitcher, is at the plate. She bunts the ball, and it goes foul to the left. Ramey Gansby, the batter, struck out and hit into a double play that ended the fourth inning. The Crushers had a leadoff batter with a base hit in the fourth inning but couldn't score. Then in the fifth inning, they had the leadoff batter get on base by a bunt single down the first baseline, and then a double followed by Jordan Allen. Then in that error, on the Napa pitches up high. Again, he steps out of the box, takes her swings. We were fortunate we had Gamsby and the other one, Shelby Morris, that came on Sports Vine. The ball has popped up just foul territory.
Yeah, I'm not sure which one of the guys had them on there, but I heard they were very delightful. Oh, I think Cam Neal brought them in, didn't he?
No, it wasn't Cam. He brought the football coach.
Okay. So anyway, but yeah, they're delightful young ladies, and they have a great career in front of them.
Okay, we've got Gamsby, right-hander waiting for the pitch. Here it comes, and there it goes. It's popped up. It'll be the infielder, second base, Lehman, calling for it and making the put out, and Gansby is out number one, popping up to Lindsay Lehman there at second base. Sarah Husted, who had that bunt single that started the rally in the fifth inning, led to three runs scoring. Then he's had their other run back in the second inning. And the first pitch to her is bunted, and the catcher catches it. There's a throw to first. Double play! Wow, that really helped Napa get out of a possible jam here in the sixth inning as the ball was popped up by Husted, and the catcher, Newbern, quickly out there grabbed it in the air and fired it down to Rata at first for the DP.
I know, that was second or third double play. I know it was at least two.
Yeah, the second double play turned in by Napa High. So we go to the bottom half of the sixth inning. Lehman, Baker, Arada are scheduled up here in the sixth inning. We're still tied up 4-4, and we'll be back after this.
Bill Hoy, get these people going. Wake them up.
Well, let's talk about another player or two from Vinicius, one that was one of the best that I have seen in a long time. That would be Emily Oestreich from Vintage. She's pitching for the University of Illinois now.
Right, and I think she's a senior this year, if I'm not mistaken. So, yeah, she's been doing a great job for the University of Illinois. And unfortunately, they're in the same bracket as Michigan.
Well, they're in the same league there with it's still called the Big Ten, although I think there are 42 teams in that league now.
There's a bunch of them, that's for sure.
All right. The leadoff batter here in the bottom of the sixth inning. It takes the pitch for strike one. Lindsay Lehman, who has flied out to the center fielder in both of her previous at-bats, came into the game hitting at .583, so she is due. Takes the pitch down low. Nice stop by Crocker behind the plate. So we have Gamesy on the mound. This is her 10th appearance of the year. She has a 1.46 earned run average. In 38 in the third inning, she has walked 9, struck out 61. Ball is popped up. It's going to go out of play. But talk about a good percentage, 9 walks and 61 strikeouts.
Yeah, and, you know, both the Vintage pitchers are doing a great job of keeping the ball up high to make the Napa girls pop it up.
Ramey gets set, and her pitch high for a ball. 4-4 is our score here in the bottom half of the sixth inning in big game softball being played at Napa High School softball field, originally scheduled for Kiwanis Park for an evening game. The ball is slapped foul, left field line and out of play. Evens the count, 2 balls, 2 strikes. The leadoff batter, Lehman. She had 14 hits and 24 at bats prior to today's game. She'd like to get a hit, get on base, and give the Napa a chance to take the lead here in the bottom of the sixth, scheduled 7-inning contest. Baker is on deck for Napa. The pitch just inside. Crocker dropped the ball, gets it back. Gamey, in her previous 9 games, had given up 12 runs. Only 8 of them, however, were earned runs. There's the ball down to the third baseman, picked up by Barroza. And Barbosa throws her out at first. What a nice play by Camelia Barbosa. She's rooted safe there.
Yeah, I think the first baseman may have bubbled the ball.
So how are we going to score that one?
You know, I'd give her a hit on that because I think she beat it out anyway.
Okay, we will do that. So leadoff batter, Lehman, as we said she was doing. Then we may have a change in the lineup, so we'll have to check and see what happens here, as they're going to have a courtesy runner come in for Napa High. And, that's Callie Olmstead, who is a junior. You know anything about her?
Not a lot, just that she's been in Napa for this her third year.
Callie Olmstead. So the batter is Baker. This is Jenna Baker. Came into the game at a .308 batting average. She watches the first pitch, takes it for ball one. But the umpire's done a nice job today. Boy, they have.
Yeah, both umpires. And usually, the umpires do a great job. I'm very happy.
Here's the 1-0 delivery. The ball is bunted down the third baseline, picked up by Barbosa again. Her throw to first in time this time, and a sacrifice bunt advances Lehman down to second, where she could score on a hit. So Baker with the sacrifice bunt. She is still 1-for-2. She struck out in the second and had that base hit in the fourth, and a sacrifice bunt advancing the runner Lehman into scoring position at second base. Boy, a big situation for Abby Arada. Came into the game at a .260 batting average, and watches, and the ball gets by the catcher and going down. Oh, she stumbled and still slides in safely. Olmstead stumbling on her way down to third base.
I thought she was going to taste the dirt. She would have tasted like there for a minute.
She was able to stumble and still kind of stumbling around as she got to third base. The throw was to the second base side of the bag, and she was safe. Ball now is hit foul down the right field line.
And, she went down there rumbling, bumbling, stumbling, huh?
At least she got in third base. So now just about anything could bring her in. On deck is Jordan Blackman. There is one out, a lead runner at third base for Napa. We're tied in the sixth inning, and the pitch swung at and missed. Boy, that was a great pitch there by Rainey.
Yeah, and just a little slow roller either to the second baseman or the shortstop will score this run.
The runner down at third base, Callie Olmstead. The batter is Abby Arata. And the pitch is in the dirt. Nice stop behind the plate by Sierra Crocker. Well, Gamsby very seldom walks a batter. She has a count even up here now on Arata. Two balls, two strikes. We're tied at four here in the bottom half of the sixth inning in the big game softball. Ball is hit in the air. The center fielder coming in, getting air, makes the catch, and the runner has to hold. It was a shallow center field pop-up.
Yeah, that center fielder is the one that threw that ball from the fence all the way to first base on a line, so you don't want to run on her.
No. That is Jordan Allen out there in center field, and she just ran in and got, which looked like she was at least halfway to second, maybe a little farther in on that, made the grab, and Olmstead had to hold at third base. Now take a hit to bring her in, and Blackman is at the plate, and the pitch comes in to her, and dismissed. Ball one. Now she steps out of the batter's box, wets the top of her fingers, moves down toward third base. Now she's going to go down to talk to her coach, way down to the third base's coaching box. Normally you'll see the coach come about halfway.
Yeah, and I'm not sure what's going on here. Coach Poppy came out also from the vintage dugout, talked to the umpire, and she's checking the bat. So they're supposed to check all the bats before the game starts.
These are composite bats.
You know, I'm not sure what they're using these days. They found out that some of the bats, especially in the college level, were providing, you know, too much spring, and they changed them. So, but I believe the softball's still using composites.
Well, it's a right-handed batter when we get things sorted out, and she comes back to the plate. One ball, no strike. They count to her. Tied up at four here in the sixth inning, and the pitch in the dirt. Good stop by Crocker behind the plate. Barbosa, the third baseman. Houston, the shortstop. Warren, the second baseman. Morris at first base on the mound. And the pitch is missing inside again. So it goes to 3-0, and we were just talking about the control that Rainey Gamsby has had this year with 61 strikeouts and 9 walks coming into this game. She's had 1 strikeout and no walks yet here in the 2 innings that she's worked. And the pitch was a strike. Well, that's 3-1. Let's see, would you have her taking again on the next one? If it's a strike, it would make it a full count. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm not sure at this point. She's down to the bottom of the order, so possibly.
And she hits the ball, but it's foul. It hits the backstop, and Karen's back down to the field. Retrieved by Crocker and fires it back to Gamsby. Gamsby had that 1.46 earned run average. Here's her pitch to the plate. The ball is hit foul again. That's going out of play off to the right into the crowd. Nice turnout, speaking of the crowd.
Well, you kind of expect that for the big game here, and it's the last big game of the year for both of them. They still have a couple of games to play. But, I love it. And the weather's perfect.
Well, they still want to have a game at the end of the regular season to have senior night, and they would have it at Kiwanis Park if the field permits. Right now, the field is not in good condition, they said, which is why they're playing the game here at Napa. Blackman at the plate. Full count delivery. Ball is hit foul at home plate. It caromed off of her foot. Ooh, she's dancing around there now. But the thing is, while it did strike her foot and cause some pain, she's got a smile on her face.
You know, I don't know why they call it a softball. It hurts. I'm telling you.
How can you get hurt like that, fouling the ball off your shoe and smile, though?
But rather than cry, I guess.
I guess so. Well, getting her credit for that. George Blackman coming back to play. It's a full count to her. There are two outs, the potential lead run there at third base. And here comes the full count pitch. The ball is hit out into the left field, a base hit. It may go all the way to the wall. Center fielder comes over, picks it up, and holding at first base with an RBI single is Jordan Blackman. What a clutch hit there.
Yeah, and look who's coming up now. And the coach held her at first base. I think she easily could have gone into second, but he wanted to make sure that Grace got up now.
Yeah, when you've got Guzman coming to the plate, because she popped up to the shortstop last time. So that makes her do. She bats about 500. She bunts the ball down the third baseline. A good one. Third baseman comes in, picks it up, and has no play. Going down to second base in scoring position is Baker. Blackman. Blackman going down to second base on the single bunt. Two on.
So on that bunt, you know, they weren't going to get Grace at first base, but they threw down there anyway. And Blackman was looking and watching the coach. Crocker, the catcher, ran down to cover third base. There was nobody there. So, you know, good heads up by Crocker. She's experienced. She's a senior.
Well, it's going to be Jarita, the senior, coming in. She had an RBI on a ground out. She hit the ball in the first inning back to the pitcher with Guzman on first. Guzman tried to hold, was being held on there, and then that's when she threw the first. Guzman came in and scored the first run of the ball game. Napa has taken the lead here in the home half of the sixth inning, a seven-inning contest. Vinnies will have their bat at the top of the seventh inning. Jarita waits. The pitch is outside. A ball and a strike. Guzman, the base runner at first, can try to steal second because Blackman is over there.
And I can't tell you how huge that hit was because Vinnies are going to have their top of the order in the seventh.
Here comes the pitch, and the ball is slapped foul. Kind of teed off on that one as the low pitch, and she had to go down for that.
I think I tee him up higher than that when I golf.
But anyway, she is still at the plate. One ball, two strikes.
Yeah, you know, what an exciting ball game. They're going back and forth. The first game was like this, right?
Yeah, it was a one-run game. The ball is in the dirt, but good play by the catcher. Crocker's had a real good game behind the plate. Sierra Crocker. Right-handed batter there, Haley Jarita. She is 0 for 3 in this game, and the pitch comes in. Swing and a miss, and that will be strike three. And Jarita is out on strike. But in the inning, one run, one very big run scored when across the plate. Callie Armstead to make it a 5-4 game. And there were three hits. Blackman had one, and then Guzman had that bunt single. So we go into the seventh, and this is Vintage's chance to tie up the game, or it will end. Or the Crushers could take the lead to put the pressure on Napa for the bottom of the seventh. Into the top of the seventh, it is Napa 5, Vintage 4, back after this.
More local sports coverage with Ira C. Smith on the way on KVON Napa.
Hi.
You're listening to local sports coverage on KVON Napa.
Here's Ira C. Smith.
Well, we've been talking about some of the former players in softball. Let us congratulate a guy over at Vintage. You remember when Rob Bollinger played basketball for Crusher?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Great player.
He's got a son who is a freshman named Lucas Bollinger, and he just won the championship of the VVAL boys tennis.
And he's a freshman, right?
He's just a freshman, and he helped the team win the league title. The ball is popped up on the first pitch, and it's the center fielder, Guzman, coming in. No trouble with her. She has it in line, and Allen is the first out. Jordan Allen flying out to Grace Guzman in the center field, and that will bring Morris to the plate. Good hitter, Shelby Morris, just a freshman, but she is 0 for 3. She did score a run after she'd been safe on an error. She hits the ball down the shortstop. Oh, nice job by Jarita over to first in time. Well, the Crushers have been first ball hitting on both of the first two batters and two pitches and two outs.
they're going to want to be a little bit more selective. I mean, you're down to your last out now. But before we go further, Ira, you were mentioning about Bollinger. Vintage had a great incoming freshman class this year with their athletes, all these freshmen here. You have Bollinger, and then Aaron is the golfer over at Vintage, and another freshman. Wow.
Well, Bollinger led Vintage through an undefeated dual meet season without losing. The ball is hit to the shortstop. Shortstop grabs it over to first. In time, the game is over as the play goes from Jarita to Arata. Out at first base was Brad, and that will end the game. And Napa, for the second time this season, has defeated Vintage by a one-run score. It was 8-7 back on April the 8th, and they have come through to win this one 5-4.
Will that put American Canyon in first place? Were they not tied with Vintage?
I don't know how American Canyon would do today, but they were tied with Napa. They had three losses, so okay. Napa goes into first place. That is the third loss for Vintage against six wins. Napa with seven wins and three losses. It's a log jam there between those three teams. And they will be battling it out in this last week and a half.
Absolutely, and I think it's great for Napa County. You got the three the top spots in the league for softball. Baseball a little bit different.
We'll be back with a wrap up on the ball game in a moment as the Vine Valley Athletic League big game softball was won by Napa 5-4. We'll be back with our wrap up following these messages.
You're listening to local sports coverage on KVON Napa.
Here's Ira C. Smith.
Along with Rick Vasquez, welcome in now to our wrap-up, as it was a big game, and it was a big crowd, and it was a big victory for Napa.
And it was a well-played game, 1 hour and 35 minutes. That's what I love about softball. The games move right along, and it just keeps the fans involved, and it's great.
Well, we get to select our players of the game. By the way, that last inning, the 1-2-3 inning, was the only 1-2-3 inning Napa had, even though in the sixth inning only three batters came up, but they started out with a base hit and a double play that ended that inning, so only three batters came up, but one did get on. But it went 1-2-3, and what, about four pitches in that inning was about it.
Yeah, the first two pitches she threw had two outs, so that was absolutely wonderful. So who do you think for Vintage is the player of the game?
Well, for Vintage, I have to look closer at it, but I kind of, even though she was a losing pitcher, I kind of liked the way that the freshman performed. Both pitchers for Vintage were excellent, and they're both freshmen.
Yeah, and that's really great, and Vintage has a very experienced catcher right now, and we'll have to see what happens next year because, you have two experienced, they'll be sophomores next year, and hopefully they'll do well. Who was the young lady who hit the two doubles for Vintage, though? To me, she was the...
That was Taylor Brandt. And plus, then the next time up, she was safe on an error by the third baseman, but she did commit the last out, grounding to the shortstop, Jarita, there for the final out of the game.
Yeah, but she was the one, she was the catalyst between for Vintage to score the runs that they did, so she gets my vote.
Yeah, I can see that too, and I think you've got to give some credit to the center fielder out there, Jordan Allen. She had a double in the game, but she could roam really well out in center field and cover a lot of area. And boy, does she have a nice arm to throw that ball in!
Absolutely, and she's not that big, but my gosh, boy, what a great arm she has! And I was very impressed with what she was doing out there.
Only a sophomore too. What about Napa? Who are you going to select there for Napa?
Well, I got two in mind right now, and of course, you got to go, with the catcher,
Newbern.
Newbern for those two home runs, but I tell you, the play of the game to me had to be Blackman's hit there in the seventh inning there.
In the sixth inning when she got the bottom of the sixth.
Yeah, bottom of that big hit that knocked in the go-ahead run, and that iced it for Napa.
Yeah, she had walked in the previous at-bat, and then the first time up she grounded out to the shortstop. And, she was batting in the number 9 slot in the batting order, too. The very last one in the batting order with Guzman to follow. So you had to pitch to her because you knew you were going to face Guzman next.
Oh, all right. That is correct. Dewey, you got something to say?
Yeah. Tyler Murray went number one to the Cardinals.
Okay. So that's too bad for the Oakland A's.
Yeah, but you know what? We'll have to see what happens. And I was kind of expecting that to happen. The Raiders have what?
Fourth. They picked fourth. The Niners picked second.
But three number one picks, right?
Yeah, they have
two, three, right. And that probably makes Rosen available then as far as the Arizona Cardinals are concerned because, you know, he was their quarterback, and now that they have selected as the number one pick, why, you know, you've got to give him the opportunity. So what are you going to do then with Rosen?
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, getting back to the ball game here, you know, again, you know, I'm very impressed with Vintage. They to be playing as well as they are, and they're just loaded with freshmen. And I think they're going to have a great, you know, couple of years in front of them. I think they got the right guy in Robert Poppy as their coach. So, you know, things are boding very well. And then Napa has some great coaching also, you know, with Walston. And then Randy Golding, who is the head JV coach for a couple of years, and now she's on the varsity. And she does a great job also. So, you know, my hat's off again for the coaching staff for both teams. And then, again, really good following for the parents here, and we had a great crowd. And we'll see what happens down at Kiwanis. That'll be nice if all the girls can play together down there, you know, after the season's over with. Hopefully they'll have a big barbecue and have all the seniors get their awards. It'll be great.
Yeah, that's what they're hoping for senior night. If they don't have it there, they would like to have it at some location that does have lights. So maybe Napa Valley, well, that's a baseball field. You couldn't have it there. But they would like to have it at some field where there are lights. But hopefully the city will have the Kiwanis Park in good shape by the end of the season.
Absolutely. It is a great venue, and it's too bad that it wasn't playable. That would have been really nice, but, you know, to play underneath the lights. But it is what it is, right?
The city said that they will have the Kiwanis Park in shape for the softball league when it's time for that in May.
Yeah, and I mean, that's just right around the corner, a couple of weeks, and it'll be, you know, going again. So, yeah, well, hopefully, you know, both, you know, congrats to both ball clubs, and hopefully they'll make it into the playoffs.
Well, what coach Rob Poppy has to decide is about a catcher after this year, because he has two freshman pitchers, but the catcher that does a good job, Sierra Crocker, is a senior. And I know that, well, that they had some others that have done some catching, but she has been the main one.
And then they have the opposite problem over at Napa High. You know, you got two senior pitchers and then a freshman catcher. So, you know, Napa's going to be hard-pressed to, you know, bring in another pitcher. And I think they have six seniors, so it's going to be difficult.
Well, Vinny's needs to trade for Katie Newburn.
Yeah, she's a dynamo, but you know they're going to be fine with those two young ladies pitching. They're both tall, lanky girls, and you know they put a little bit more muscle on them, and they'll be able to throw the ball very well. And again, I cannot tell you the how important it is for, you know, when you have two starting freshmen like that. Oh my gosh, they are just going to blossom. They're going to be very good in the next couple of years.
Well, the winning pitcher is Kimmy Walston. Her record goes to 7 wins and 2 losses, as she gave up 4 runs, of which I think only one was an earned run in the contest. And the losing pitcher has to be freshman Ramey Gansby, came in the relief of Shelby Morris.
I have Dewey, who's the scorer, or should I say the announcer for Napa High here. And Dewey, what were your thoughts on the ball game?
You know, all year long, Rick, I've been trying to get the fans into this game. And finally, today, the Napa side got into it. It was a big game, big win. We'll see what happens next week. It was awesome.
That is correct. And Dewey, you know, I think you started something here, and we'll have to see what happens. But I know when I talked to you earlier today, you said And you're trying to get the N go blue instead of the M go blue. And I think that's pretty cool, you know, have, you know, N go blue because, I mean, we're looking at the same colors, right? Blue and gold or blue and maize. So, yeah, I think that would catch on, right? I don't know.
Navy blue and gold. Let's get it right.
Oh, okay, Dewey. So, anyway, not Kyra.
Well, let's check the line score in the ball game for Napa High. 5 runs on 8 hits, 4 errors, and 6 runners left on. For the Vinnie's Chrysler's, 4 runs on 7 hits, and they committed 1 error and had 6 runners left on. But 0 runners left on in the last 2 innings as they went through the last 2 innings with just the required 6 players coming to bat. So, Rick Vasquez, thanks a lot for helping out, and you can tell us a little bit about the Sports Vine that's on every Saturday from 9 to 10 on KVON.
Yeah, and so this next Saturday, and unfortunately I don't have a guest, but you know what? There's going to be a lot to talk about. We're going to talk about this ball game, you know, some of the stuff going on at the high school level. We got the draft going on. We have the NBA, so Bob Chance and I will be there. And Ira, I don't know if you're going to be the guy on the other side of the desk, or if it's going to be Jacob, but whoever shows up, we'll have a lot of fun.
I never know unless he called me and says he can't make it, which has been the, 3 out of the last 4 weeks. Anyway, that is pretty much our story. Tomorrow we'll be broadcasting big game baseball from the Napa baseball field. 3:45 is airtime. Travis Rogers will join us for the broadcast of big game baseball, Napa and Vintage. It's all sent your way with the good wishes of our Napa Valley sports boosters. Our thanks to engineer Angelo Lyons, to our color commentator Rick Vasquez. This is Ira C. Smith reminding you the final in this one, Napa High 5, Vintage 4.